So I'm not supposed to talk when the...
He doesn't like it. He gets angry.
It fucks me up as I'm transitioning.
He is a one-man band.
Kevin, I will be honest with
and
you.
And you are throwing...
I have never known that.
I made a big deal about it.
He may have made a big thing about it. I think it was me and Greg, because Greg goes, great. And then the next time, he proceeds to do the complete opposite of what Kevin told him.
Right.
That he desperately... Kevin only asks for maybe two things every day. Uh-huh. He asks for a lot of things, but realistically, like real things, he only asks for a couple of them. One, just let me do this incredibly complex opening for the morning show that he wants to do, and it's a cool opening, and we like that. And so that's pretty much the only thing. That and, like, what are we having for lunch? Can someone give me something for lunch?
Right.
I need more.
Do we have bags of cheese?
Do we have a bag of cheese? Right. Which I think has been thrown out by myself because it was in there like a fucking bag of lard for like 7 months.
I felt like it was like if somebody were to have liposuction and they were storing their old fat in a fridge.
That's exactly what it looked
like. Just to kind of like to make preserve like, it or remember it.
Or know? To make like soap out of it. Like it reminds me, that thing reminded me of the bag they try to steal in Fight Club when it rips on the gate and then they get just fat rendered all over them.
Tastes way better than that, probably.
Yeah, Kevin, I apologize. I always thought we could talk when audio is live in 3, 2, 1, go.
No, I've been pushing
when the lights come up.
I've been pushing to not do that.
When the lights come up.
Because it, like, knocks me off my my game.
Mm, okay. But the lights come up is the cue to touch.
It's
to start.
One of those things. It's just one of those things.
When you don't want to wake up, everything is fucked. Everybody is fucked. And I don't really know why.
It's one of those things where it takes all of my willpower to be professional when Kevin is literally like, he has literally pulled me aside and be like, please stop doing that. And I go, I know, I should stop it. But it's just such a shitty, fun opportunity to mess with him. That, I mean, it says a lot about me. It says that I'm a terrible person.
Right,
really.
Right, right.
And well, the fact that you know now, like, and if you do it again, you will also be a terrible person.
Like, I'm waiting there and I'm like, fuck. Like, fuck. I'm trying to do this.
Well, you know, for audio listeners, he's doing some sort of parkour move.
Trying to do this bit. Like,
the desk
I'm waiting
right
there
now.
And I'm ready to come out of the gate, you know? Like, I'm Usain Bolt and I'm, you know?
Oh, no. You are. That's not how he stands, by the way. Usain Bolt will never do that. You're going to roll an ankle.
You stand like that?
You're going to roll an ankle. Get off the chair.
Man.
You are not
steel,
athletic.
Dude. Are you kidding me?
None of us are athletic.
I'm the most athletic person. No, you wait.
For 100% sure that statement was going to get shot down by me. I just want you to know
I will run faster than anybody in this office. I guarantee
you.
He
will. Whoa.
I don't know. I want to see you
challenge
run against,
Kevin.
No, that's fine. He will run faster than me, but I'd like
really?
To see Cool Greg.
Oh, yeah. Cool
he
Greg
has
the
Cool
girth.
Greg
He's got
effect.
The length.
You know what I mean?
Cool Greg has the length for sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I have shown time and time again that he has the length, I have the quickness.
You have the ability. You have the agility.
You're right.
Agility is not just something you go to the store,
you can't
go
buy
to your Walgreens and you buy.
You can't teach that
That's
shit, dude.
That's years and years of muscle memory.
Yeah.
It's training, it's conditioning. It's natural talent, which you just can't make.
It's all about, he says, she says, bullshit! You better quit talking that shit!
Or so I'm gonna
suck your fucking fat dick.
Yeah, what? What? No, okay, it's, whatever you want.
Yeah,
whatever
that was
your
the extended
is.
Version.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show.
Starring me,
your boy, at @Nick_Scarpino on Twitter. And this man, Maximum Cortez, the Candyman, Andy, the boy of my dreams. I'm gonna call you the boy wonder of our office. If you guys do not know, we do the show each and every day here at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Daylight Time, whatever the fuck we're in now. Here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, you can come watch live, be in the chat right now, just like Titan Meteor is in the chat. And he's saying something that probably has something to do with Andy climbing.
Is that Titan Matrix?
No,
is
Titan
it his
Matrix
brother?
Is different. Oh, maybe. Maybe. Maybe they're the Titan
A rebrand?
Family.
Went through a rebrand?
Remember the show Titus?
I do. Christopher
really
Titus.
Good show.
It was a weird show.
Was it good?
Yeah, I really liked it. It was really fucked up. Did you ever watch it?
No. Never was inclined.
I believe it was just maybe one or three seasons. One of those. And highly recommend it.
No, I just didn't like the guy's face. He just looked like a...
He has a bad face. That's
he
it.
Like
he
a
hold on.
Pull up his face. Oh, Titus.
Like,
oh, no.
But how did he talk? He kind of talked like Bill Burr, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
He has a Bill Burr vibe.
Right, yeah. For
real sure. Good stand-up. He has, I think, actually, it might not be on Netflix, but his show, like, Love is Evil or something like that.
Is he still doing stuff?
No, this was years ago.
Oh, years ago. Yeah, okay. I'm sure Christopher Titus is still a touring comedian. You can probably see him somewhere in
for sure.
The, you know, Michigan area or wherever he is right now, but I don't know.
Delaware. I got called out on Twitter by somebody who listened to the show. Not called out, just kind of like, hey, Andy, you know how you said that, like, not everybody knows about MoviePass? And, like, how people in Kentucky don't know, wouldn't know, yeah, like...
It hasn't hit them yet.
Older people in Kentucky wouldn't know about it.
Don't have the internet yet either.
Exactly,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, they're about to get that 56K.
Woo, 56K, that yeah. modem.
And he was like, my parents both have MoviePass. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. Like,
inevitably,
I've been proved wrong, but also...
Listen, when we make, just as a general rule for this show, or for anything that comes out of my mouth or anyone's mouth here, we know we're making a joke. You don't have to be the one person who's like, here's the example to the contrary of what you, that absurd generalized statement that you just said right. of nobody in Kentucky has ever heard of MoviePass.
I wasn't really mad. I mean, I wasn't making a joke.
Oh, you were just shitting on people in Kentucky.
No, I just
Ladies and gentlemen, at Maxim Cortez for all of your hate and venom comments for that one if you live in
Come
Kentucky.
The fuck at me, Anthony Davis or whoever went to, whoever played for UK.
You're asking for a
Who played for UK?
You're cruising for a bruiser,
Who's
bro.
The coach? I forgot the coach from University of Kentucky.
Did you literally the just one ask Duns. Me that question?
The one and Duns.
Phil McCracken.
Phil McCracken.
Is it Phil McCracken?
Burt McCracken, singer from The Used.
Fantastic. Of course, if you guys can't watch this show live, you can catch it on YouTube when we post it later this afternoon. That's youtube.com/kindoffunny, where you can see not only that show, but the Game Over Greggy show, which we will be filming live today at 3 p.m. Going to be a fun one. Greg and Tim are out, so it'll be me, Joey, Andy, and Big Ol' Kev producing that show. It's going to be a fun, fun ride. We got to talk about topics. But either way, if you guys are supporting us over on patreon.com/kindoffunny at the $1 above level, you guys can watch that live 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, PDT. I just say PT from now on. It's way easier. And it's really, really fun. We do a little bit of a pre-show and a post-show, which also gets put out to Patreon, but you have to support at a higher tier. If you want it just for $1, you got to come watch that bad boy live. And it's super fun. And you get to see, occasionally, we cut some crazy shit out. We just cut it out. Every once in a while, Andy goes on the craziest alt-right rant mm-hmm. you've ever seen in your entire life. He just slams, just super racist. And we go, we let him get it out, and then we just cut it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
SJVs, or what do they call them?
SJWs.
Right.
Yeah. Snowflakes. Just call them snowflakes.
Also, what we do is... We get in a drumming circle, but and we play drums with our wieners on the table.
Yeah.
And we just
seems like something that is not gonna last very long for some of us. Myself being that person.
You're losing your dick or what?
No, I just don't want to bang it on a table for a long time.
Oh. You losing your dick?
You losing your dick?
I was concerned.
It was very
hey,
sincere. Very
I was very concerned, man.
Weirdo. This episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by kindoffunny.com/tickets, where you can go right now and get your tickets to the KF Prom 2018. Hey, did you go to prom and not get laid like me? Well, that's fantastic. Why don't you bring your wife and be like this? I brought you here. You have to sleep with me. And then when she says Jesus. No, you go, God damn it. I've been foiled again. Homer, you know what I mean?
John Calipari.
And if your wife won't let you go to prom, be like, hey, you want some of that sweet, sweet lovin'? Well, you gotta get me something first. And you gotta dress yourself up, and then you gotta come, we gotta just make out on the dance floor.
Yeah.
That's all. You don't even have to have sex. Just fucking come to prom and make out on the dance floor. Or, yeah. If you're not dating someone, come to prom and hang out, because it's just gonna be a really big, fun party. $60 early bird price right now until April 30th. $70 after that, so if you want to save yourself $10, buy Uncle Nicky a drink when you get there, you can do that. Spoilers, don't buy me a drink, because all my shit's gonna be free.
Oh, we didn't roll the house. Can you roll the housekeeping graphic, Kevin? We don't have it?
So, fun fact, actually.
Damn it, I forgot again, didn't I?
Yesterday, yeah, you did. But more importantly, yesterday, I tried to get it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to just go and solve this problem for
Google
us.
It. Yeah, you Googled it.
Just record from your phone or something?
KeepViz, which is a website we used to use.
What is up with that website?
Gone.
I don't understand
shit,
it.
Really?
It's been beaten. So if anybody knows...
YouTube good, downloader.
Is that... Yeah.
Oh, it's like YouTube converter or some
okay,
shit
well,
like that.
So you don't know it. You don't know it. If anyone out there knows a website, not kind of what the name of one is...
Kevin, all I do is Google...
Send me a link here's to a good one.
Here's
good
what
one.
I think we should do. There's got to be a clip of it somewhere
Kevin,
on YouTube,
I,
right?
I had a party mode. I had to steal
Let's
stuff
just
from
just
the internet.
Roll that one full YouTube. Screen.
I steal stuff from the internet YouTube. All the time from
Andy,
YouTube.
Stop admitting to that on camera.
Right.
It is a right. federal offense.
Right. I winked.
No, you admitted to it and then winked.
No, I had my fingers.
Tells people that when you wink, it means you're
behind my hands.
Okay.
Behind my back.
Behind your hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All I do is Google download YouTube, and it pops up.
Make sure if it says, hey, can I install this thing on your computer, that you hit yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Install it, and then...
It asked me for my credit card, but...
And your social security number?
Yeah.
That's normal.
I was like, I don't have a credit card, but here's my debit, so...
That seems normal.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, here's what I'm saying, Kev. We could just play whoever's clip is there. That way we know we're not going to have to cut it out of the show. You know what I'm talking about? And we'll give that person a couple views every time we play that motherfucker. Because that person is surely not Warner Brothers or Universal Pictures or whoever the hell produced that or Paramount.
Okay, but you guys can't talk during it.
Housekeeping?
Nope, you can't do that.
What if I say
it? But we need, like, graphics.
Also, I have a feeling that this is going to get us copyright strike.
All right, I'll make something up later. One of these days, I'm going to carve out a whole day and just do cool graphics for this show.
That would be really cool.
I don't think it'll pull, honestly.
Well, there it is.
Okay, play it.
Let's watch it. Fuck it. Let's thread the needle. Do you want to do it?
I mean, do you want to, like, intro? Like, let's pretend it. We have this all set up. And
okay, I like
Let's get ready for housekeeping.
What?
No, shut up, Andy. Wait. What the fuck's your problem?
Why
would you think you could do Nick's
You need
job?
To just fucking stay in your lane.
Nick,
stop
I am
putting
so sorry
your thumb
you
in my eye. I can't work like this.
I'm so sorry.
Kevin. I can't work on this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Kind of Funny Morning Show. Before we get to the news, during which we're going to talk about the disappearance of Despacito, or as I like to call it, Despagano.
Whoa.
It's gone.
We're also going to talk about A Quiet Place, Cobra Kai, and some Harry Potter news. Before we do
Let's
that.
Let's get to housekeeping.
God.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Damn
so
you.
Sorry.
You disgrace of a human
Andy,
being.
This time it was funny. You nailed it this time.
I don't like it. I don't like when Kev turns on me that easily. By the way, I love, we took the big camera out of rotation. We got the smaller camera in, and it's colored a little differently. It makes Andy and I look like we just came back from Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
God damn, we look tan.
That's how you Spring guys break. Look to my actual eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm this tan?
Andy looks
this shiny?
You're right. Andy looks a little bit more tan. But Nick, you're pretty much
I look up. Like I have jaundice.
Tan, you though. Are very you're a little shiny, jaundiced. Though, Nick.
I mean, that for sure is because I'm eating nothing but saturated fat.
Oh, right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, it's housekeeping time.
Housekeeping? I don't think you're sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Could you come back in an hour?
Housekeeping, you want towel?
Our towels need sleepy.
You want info, pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of
That's right where we cut it, right there. Right there. Perfect. Perfect, ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect.
Oh, man, that's going to be a good one.
I can't wait. But I want, like, stoom, stoom,
yeah,
stoom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know.
No, we just need to cut it up. We'll cut it up so it's like, faster
yeah.
and tighter.
Sure, 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 sure.
And it'll be, like, graphics, like, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga, you
Nick,
know?
I am going to Slack you this link.
Yeah, please Slack me that link. And I will figure out how to, I'll make some graphics, because we have some time. The boys are out of town right now. And, man, when the cats are away... The sexy mice will play
I'm
with each
so
other.
Glad they're gone so I can finally spill all the juice about God of War. All of your questions, spoiler related, let
spill
me know.
The juice.
I will break embargo
spill
right now for
the
all
juice.
Of you.
He's joking if you're watching the makers of God
I
of War.
I can confirm it's on PS4.
Well, that's not that big of a shocker. It's always been on PS4 exclusive, so that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Other housekeeping news. The latest poll. Is up.
There it goes.
What the fuck? Oh, the second round. I was like, the day one. I don't know what the hell that means. The second round is up. Hunter Pence versus Tim Schafer for the fight for San Francisco's heart. Right now, Hunter Pence is trailing a little bit, but I expect that's because he's probably neither of these gentlemen are probably engaging in this whatsoever. But Tim Schafer, also the homie. So go over there and vote if you're so inclined. If you're like, hey, this is just an abysmal abomination of a competition, then stay away from it. That's totally fine.
I'm going to drop that in the chat for anyone who hasn't voted.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead and vote, guys.
Also, Nick.
Yes.
Are you aware that there's a second one today?
Oreos versus DiGiorno.
Whoa.
Oreos, not that far ahead.
Super upsetting that Oreos is winning. I hate them.
How do you hate Oreos?
Well, I don't. I just love DiGiorno's way more.
You are a monster.
I think I like them both equally. I also think maybe DiGiorno's getting a little too cocky.
Oh, I mean, DiGiorno definitely is
insulting me
the
on
hotter
Twitter.
Younger sister who thinks she can just bang anyone she wants.
Did you see them fucking calling me out on Twitter?
What'd they do? What'd they do?
My brother was like, we can't even get the Buffalo Pizza here in the RGV.
Oh.
And I was like, I tweeted them. I was like, yo, DiGiorno, get your shit together, huh? And they were like, hey, Andy, you should have gotten your shit together during the Kind of Funny World Championship.
Oh!
Are they talking about talking shit or they got you where it counts, bro.
And I blocked them and I banned them from Twitch and they're gone forever.
Yeah.
I'm taking them down from the inside.
Yeah. You're actually on the outside. And they weren't incorrect. It turns out you should have gotten your shit together during that championship, because what you did was you left the belt in the hands of the one true champ, this guy. This guy right here.
I love that DiGiorno watches.
I love that one day we're going to meet DiGiorno, and I hope the person who runs the Twitter account is Phil DiGiorno. Hey, I'm Phil. Phil DiGiorno. Like one of the DiGiorno family.
I hope it's like Dan. Dan DiGiorno.
Dan DiGiorno. That's dope.
Sounds cool, right?
Hi, I'm Dan. Dan DiGiorno. Nice to meet you. I'm the one. I'm a huge fan. But
in
I also.
Chat, right now, DiGiorno is just calling you a liar. Like, just being like, it's not true. Like, I'm here.
Hey, Andy, look down. It's like a horror movie. Like, it's like the Babadook or some shit, man.
It's because you're such a bold-faced liar. And you steal people's intros.
I have the tweets.
I have been doing this show for at least 4 months that I can recollect. And every single time, I get to be the one that says housekeeping. I get to be the one that annoys people on YouTube when we post this, when they go, why is the housekeeping so long? Blah, blah, blah.
Meow, housekeeping, meow. Housekeeping, you want milk for pillow?
It's a good scene.
It's so good.
It's a good scene.
It's so good.
How are you feeling right now, Nick? I am good. I had a show last night. Went a bit late.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how did that go?
It went terribly, but I had a great time. And I had a good set.
Okay.
Wait, why did it go terribly?
Because I had
set.
A great set. I felt good. And the three people that were watching had a good time. Two of them were from Finland, and I'm not convinced they spoke English. One of them, I had three people to go off of. And for whatever reason, the guy that was at the bar, because the way the stage was oriented in this bar was like it was just a row of chairs and then the bar, and you were kind of looking down the alleyway, right? And I was like, oh, hello, sir. How are you doing? He's like, I'm doing well. I was like, what do you do for a living other than slowly drink yourself to death at night? And that took him out of the equation right there. That insult, he did not find funny, nor did anyone else in the bar. See, if someone laughs at that, then you go, oh, well, I was laughing at the fact that you're in a bar on a Monday night, unironically. Mm-hmm. You're not here for the show. You literally just drink yourself to sleep every fucking night on a Monday night. So it went okay. I had a great set. I fucked with the audience a little bit. The Finnish couple may or may not know exactly what I'm talking about. They just sort of like went like this.
Did you think maybe they thought they were at like the DMV or something?
No, I think they were just like, we're out hanging out and this is what we're doing tonight.
This man seems to be trying hard.
They were trying hard. Yeah, okay. But I mean, I had a good time. I'm at that point with the open mic community right now where I know everyone. So when I go hang out, it's just more hanging out, and then you go up and do your set, and then if you eat shit like I did last night, people just go, yeah, shit, what are you gonna do? But it was fun. The show, in typical open mic comedy fashion, was set to start at 8 o'clock. Didn't start till 9:30.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ, that's bullshit.
So you were out late.
Yeah, I was out till it may have started at 9. I didn't get home till like 10:45. It's fine. It was a beautiful night last night, and I spent most of it in the Mission, which was like, I love the Mission at night in San Francisco because it's also incredibly vibrant and colorful. So when it's warm outside, you get this like fun.
Weather was great.
Oh, it was so beautiful.
Right.
So I have no complaints about that. I just wish I had known it was going to start an hour and a half after it was supposed to start. But the person who was organizing it was late because he was coming from another gig. So it's
no excuses, dude.
That's what happens, man.
You show up, you lace up your boots, and you get on the field.
Yeah, exactly. I wear boots on the field.
I stayed up really late playing God of War, I feel like shit. And my suggestion is to keep your distance. Because right now I'm dangerous. We've all felt like shit. And been treated like shit. You think Fred Durst watches this?
I fucking hope Fred Durst watches this. Because this, if you're watching Fred Durst, this is your penance. This is what you get for everything you did in the late 90s, early 2000s.
I think.
Man, history is not going to remember you well.
I think he's doing really well.
Oh, he is. Oh, he was huge.
No, but he's doing like.
What's he doing now?
Something. I think he started Twitch streaming.
Did he find Jesus?
No, he was looking though.
God, I hope he Twitch streams. We should get him on.
I think he started.
We should get him part of the NRA.
I loved when I like first got hired and we were listening to Limp Bizkit on the way to a Mexican restaurant. And you asked the important question, do you think Fred Durst has ever won a fight?
It's been my experience, the guys that tell you they're like always fighting are the ones that don't fucking know how to fight and have never gotten their ass kicked or never kicked anyone's ass.
I hope not a pack of chainsaw.
A pack of chainsaw.
That's probably the only way he'd win a fight, right? Bringing a chainsaw into like a fist fight?
I think Fred Durst is the kind of guy that's going to take one of those big fake fucking chains that he wears and beat you over the head with it. That's the kind of guy he is. Mm. He's not a fist to cuff, fair fight kind of guy. And I respect that. Because to be honest, if I ever get in a fight, I'm going straight for the balls.
Right.
I'm going, we're doing leopard paw, balls. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Leopard paw, maybe to the eyes, you cover the eyes, right to the balls. That's what I'm doing. You cover the balls, bam, eyes, blind you.
And the first one to complain leaves with a butt stain.
Exactly. MCU in Review is a thing that we're doing. That's another podcast that we do here on Kind of Funny. If you guys want to watch along all the MCU movies leading up to Infinity War, you can, but you got a lot of catching up to do because we are at Doctor Strange. That went live this morning. And this was a fun one because this is one of those, where is it going to sit? It's not good enough to be in the top five, or is it?
Why does it look so dark?
I think it's just the way the compression comes to this TV. We're also using a different camera for this one.
Yeah, it's the exact same problem that's happening now where the contrast is so
I look like
you look
I went
so tan.
To the fucking the gym first, and instead of lifting, I went straight to the spray tan booth and said, give me the eight.
Yeah.
Remember that episode
give me the
of Friends
hardest
where
saturation.
Ross is so fucking mentally dumb that he can't figure out which spray part it's gonna supposed to spray him at? They made his character a fucking child. Toward the last two seasons of that show. He just is incapable of making a smart adult choice.
Right.
And it's so fucking insulting. It's so insulting, but also humorous.
Were you pulling for Ross the whole time? Or
I don't know. I forget how it ends, so I can't remember if he actually ends up making with Rachel, but I just don't care anymore. Now, I'm actually pulling for the Comet. I'm pulling for a Comet to just strike their building and kill all of them.
Oh.
They're all terribly annoying human beings at this point.
You said Comet, and I thought of
the dog from Full House. Man, how awesome. How
what a
fucking
crossover.
Amazing would that crossover have been is at the very last episode, they're like, who's at the door? And they open it up and Comet just
Eddie
fucking
Murphy.
Kills yeah. all of them. Just jumps right at Chandler's stupid face, kills him, just heals him of his alcoholism, kills him, kills Courtney Cox because she is just an anal retentive asshole the entire time and super abusive to Chandler's character. And then fucks up Phoebe, fucks up Paul Rudd, fucks up Rachel.
Oh, Paul Rudd.
Joey gets
show.
Away, but only because Comet wanted him to get away
for the
to tell the story to everyone else that Comet's fucking coming.
You're world building right now.
Comet is coming. People are like, he's like, I got away because I'm good. And the person he's telling the story to is like this, Comet never lets anyone get away unless he wanted you to get away. And then they look at the door and it's another knock at the door. It's
and
fucking Comet
it?
Again. He fucking comes back.
He's back.
He's lived to tell it to
man, I was just like, I was going to give you some 2x4s and some hammers because you're fucking building this
man,
world, dude.
Building.
You crafted
it. I'm Fortnite-ing the shit out of this.
Yeah.
Legoing, you know? Mm-hmm. You think Fortnite played a lot of the Lego games and just stole that like sound effect from them when you start building shit?
Yeah, when you start laying down the bricks is when it. Lego bricks?
It's so dumb.
Lego bricks.
That game is huge. I hate how big that game is. I hate how big games get.
But why? Why do you, what, like, you're not making a game.
I know.
It's not like you have competition out there.
Everything's competition for my attention.
Okay. All right.
That's it. All right, if you guys are in the Mizzou area right now, man, oh no, our record's 24 minutes, and this is 24 minutes, we're almost breaking it tonight.
It's always me, I feel terrible, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's fun, this, people tune into the show to hear the back and forth, the witty repartee, the banter. They like watching us have fun, we're having fun right now, so stop talking shit! Mizzou Meetup, 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, that's, what is today?
Tuesday.
Is that today? That's tomorrow. 411 at CJ's Hot Wings. If you guys are in the Mizzou area, go check it out. You can meet Tim and Greg. They'll be there eating some wangs, drinking some beers, and taking some pictures. Jen's not going to be there, which is surprising because those two are joined at the hip. But she apparently has better shit to do than watch Greg get drunk at his old college wing hangout. So that's
she doesn't want to see the old Greg pop up.
No. And he's going to. Blue-haired mm-hmm. Greg, antler Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she doesn't want to see that shit. Quick reminder, if you guys want to give us tips, we will read those later at the $5 or above level. Or 500 bits, which I have yet to see actually come through. All right, top story. This is something that Kev brought to my attention today, and it's fascinating. You know Despacito?
We just talked about it.
We did. Highest.
Last week.
Broke the record for most views a video has ever gotten
what
on
was
YouTube.
What was it, like 5-something
topping
billion?
Topping at over 5 billion at this point.
Right.
Well, that's until it disappeared and then came back. I know you got scared for a second.
Oh,
there.
God.
You got scared for a second there, but Louis Fonzie's record-breaking video for Despacito was temporarily deleted from YouTube after a small number of high-profile Vivo accounts were hacked. Just 5 days after it was announced that the video, which also featured Daddy Yankee, had reached the remarkable milestone of becoming the first YouTube video in history to reach 5 billion views, it disappeared. A still in the video showed several masked figures aiming guns at the camera, which is not a scene from the Despacito video. When fans, I feel like this is a, that, this right here is from a Netflix movie. Like that, still, if you scroll down, Kevin.
Like the Guy Fox sort of thing?
Yeah, I feel like that's like a Netflix movie.
It looks like iRobot or some bullshit.
I swear to God, I just put that movie on my queue. Either way.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I know exactly
that
what you're talking about.
Spanish film about like, people that like rob a bank or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, a stolen video showed several masked figures aiming guns at the camera, which is not a scene from Despacito video. When fans attempted to press play, it said the video was unavailable. The video has since been reinstated and has the same number of views as before. So
it was on Vimeo that it was.
No, it's a Vivo. It's part of Vivo. It's one of Vivo's channels. So apparently they hacked it and said, "Hey, this is what I don't understand."
How did they replace the video? Oh, they replaced the thumbnail.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I must have. I don't
Fascinating.
Know. I don't know how these hackers work. They're smarter than I am, and I probably shouldn't criticize them, but I'm going to go ahead.
They're
and
coming after you next.
Well, I'm not important enough. But here's what I don't understand. I'm like, I guess you do it because you can. But what do you get from it, other than committing a federal offense when you hack into someone's account and delete something
I'm sure if like their friend is watching this right now, they hit him up, be like, hey,
"That was Zero Cool. Zero Cool did it.
They were talking about you and the thing.
That's so cool."
Like, yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, I matter." Well,
he jerked off.
Yeah.
To the news.
Yes.
Of people talking about it.
What is my question? Like, does anyone ever? I don't follow news that often. I say the news and then I immediately forget about it. Does anyone ever actually get caught for this shit?
Yeah.
Do they? Like the Fappening. Remember the Fappening a long time ago?
Yeah, I think
they didn't actually get indicted for that.
They found out who it was, but I don't know if they could press charges.
Because they were like in Europe, right?
Things got complicated there.
They were in Switzerland, and apparently if you live in Sweden or Switzerland or whatever is neutral, you can't be touched.
He's still on the run.
I don't know, man. I feel like...
Should we put up a Patreon goal to catch him?
To catch the
like if we
guy?
Hit if we hit like a certain $1,000 mark, we could go hunt for him.
No, I don't want that guy.
Vlog it.
No, I don't want that guy anywhere on our tail. Again, I'm going to criticize hackers, but under no circumstances do I want them coming after me. It terrifies me.
Right.
Please don't come after me.
They're going to hack the
Nick, what are you hiding?
What?
Just what are you hiding?
Just all the everything.
They're going to hack our Slack message where I sent Joey a picture of Kevin where he doesn't have his beard.
Here's what you would find if you hacked my accounts. You'd find a bunch of failed dick pic attempts and never one sent to anyone. It would just be sad, half limp.
No.
Sorry, Joe.
Or your face just really close, those close-ups that you always
Stop
take.
Stop saying sorry, Joe.
That's all they are.
You should apologize to all of us.
Kevin, you knew what you signed up for when I made you sign that
so
contract that said, we will give each other back rubs on a daily basis.
I didn't sign that one.
I said, Kevin, you will give me a back rub, I'll give you a back rub. We will
Did
be shirtless
them all?
When this happens.
I have a lawyer.
Nick, are we gonna...
You really?
Speaking of hacking...
You want to talk about hackers for the next 45 minutes? Because I will deep dive into hackers. I love that movie. Johnny Lee Miller, Angelina Jolie classic, Matthew Lillard rounding out the cast. We have Mr. The Plague. You know they got married after
speaking
that,
of this,
shortly thereafter
speaking
divorce.
Speaking of Despacito.
She wore a vial of her husband's blood on her chest, not Johnny Lee.
Harry Connick Jr.?
No.
What was his name?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
But you have sit
three
names.
They were nasty, man. I
they
remember,
were disgusting.
Like,
they used
always
to, like,
be like,
fuck on the press lines. Like,
yeah. Well, not on the press lines, but they like, get out of their limo and be like, we just fucked in the limo.
And Billy Bob's like this, my dick barely works because I'm 87 years
old. She would like, she would do the outside the pants sort of jerk thing, like,
no.
On the red carpet. Speaking of Despacito,
yes.
We play an Overwatch tonight?
You want to play Overwatch? I can't.
There's
tonight.
A new PvE event, Retribution.
Overwatch. I don't play Overwatch.
You can, though.
I am a Rainbow Six diamond level competitive professional at this
You're
point.
You're not, though.
You don't know that. You don't know how much I've been playing since the last time
you
game
haven't
I
seen
played.
My alternate account.
That was so funny. You're not.
You're not. look at the one and give me that again. Give me the one. You're not.
But you're. I can't do it again.
Give it.
I'm trying to recreate
be
goals.
Be not. Do it.
Here's
be
the deal.
It's in the moment.
If we do this right, you and I will take over the meme generation. We'll take over the meme business. And they'll just make a bunch of memes for us. You're not.
How do we make money off of it?
We don't. But we get fame first. And then we say incredibly outrageous shit about people. And then we get super famous from
Ooh,
that.
Ooh. No.
Yeah, just like Paris Hilton, dude. Get fame first. Money comes later.
Here's the thing. Yeah, you get like fame first. You get like fame. Before.
To be fair, she was a millionaire starting out.
She was
when, right when she came out of her mom, she was a millionaire. So now she's a DJ.
You get fame, and then we get a Netflix special.
Yeah.
Like a show. We get our own series.
We could do like Bob and Dave. Bob Odenkirk and Dave Cross. Remember
Bob
and Dave show or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Bob and Dave take over the world. They brought that back, and I tried to watch a little bit of it.
I didn't like it.
I'm not going to.
I wanted to love it.
Yeah. Because
I love both of them. I just couldn't get into it.
I just think, hey. You did Breaking Bad, and Dave, you did Men in Black 1. you're good. You guys have hit the big time. You don't need to go back to the sketch.
You
comedy.
Could have said Arrested Development is probably.
I can remember anything else I said.
It's probably the best thing David Cross has been in.
Oh my God, we are shitting on.
I need to start rewatching Better Call Saul, by the way. Season 4 is coming.
I love Bob Odenkirk.
Coming quick.
I love that character in Breaking Bad. But you know what? I figured it out. Breaking Bad was so almost perfect that I'm like, it's good. I don't need more of this. Like, it rounded out in such a great way. It was so fulfilling. Unlike so many other shows that just grind into the fucking ground. Right. Walking Dead. Lost.
CSI, Miami. Special,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Every
special
show.
Victims, yeah.
Hey, don't ever speak badly of any CSI shows. Those things keep my mother alive. You understand?
Okay.
She watches all of them.
What about Passions? Wasn't that a show that used to be on TV? Passions.
What I love is Joe comes into the room, sits down, doesn't pay attention.
Did you watch
to us.
Party Mode?
Here's the thing.
You I don't pay attention to us.
My computer is being dumb and it's not playing any sound anymore. Uh-huh. So I'm doing all the dumb updates to see if that's gonna fix it. So
you could be watching Party Mode. Just saying.
Joe, you want me to look at it? You can take over here.
I'm waiting for the updates to go through, and then if those work, then I'll go back.
I'd bet good money it's not the updates.
I don't know what it is. If you want to go look at it, that's fine.
It's fine. You all right. Shit together.
I don't know what Passions is. How am I supposed to be involved in this conversation?
You gotta come on here if you're gonna talk. Because people complain that we don't have the mic, no one can hear you if you're off, so just come sit here for the rest of the show.
I don't know what Passions is. I had nothing to contribute to that part of the conversation.
It's all good.
True SB says, Westworld is premiering in like 2 weeks.
I can't believe that.
Woo!
That like...
Woo!
And I haven't even tried to start rewatching it. I need to rewatch
more
season one.
More importantly...
No, they'll do this. They'll do the recap.
Guys, more importantly... Silicon Valley started 3 weeks ago.
How is it?
There's three honestly, I'm enjoying it more than I have in a while.
Well, that's not surprising to me because I feel like from all of the subtext of all the interviews that came out about TJ Miller, people basically were like, we don't like working with this dude. He doesn't like working here. He's dragging this shit down. So I'm not surprised.
Really fucked up what they're doing with this character.
What's up, though. Joe?
I need Andy's pin so I can watch the video that he
posted. I'll slack it to you.
Okay. It's messed up, but it sounds like he just didn't want to do the show anymore, man. Either that or...
No, but like, how they got rid of his character, do you know?
I watched the rest of it. It's hilarious.
He
left him in a fucking Tibetan, like,
you think that's hilarious?
Den.
He's hilarious. So fucked up.
It's so funny.
He's just doing opium there, and they're like, oh, we'll have him here for 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Alex Martinez makes a great point. Atlanta is the best show y'all aren't watching. I've heard that from so many fucking people. I need to watch Atlanta.
You don't know if it's a great point.
I need to watch Atlanta, though.
It might be accurate, but you don't know that because you're not watching
the
show.
I think it's a great point.
I love that he gets to do that show with his brother, and then I think, what would a show with me and my brother be like? And I think the answer is one of us would wind up in jail, one dead, and both of us, our lives ruined.
I think if you and Matt Scarpino were to work on a show together, it would have been the Girls Gone Wild infomercials in the year 2003.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You guys would have nailed it, too.
Yeah. We would probably, either that or we'd make a show. No, that would be it.
Yeah.
That would be it. All right. Kat, bring up this next news story. This is interesting. Lucas digitally scans all of his actors' faces for reference later.
Smart,
but obviously there's not much more to the story other than the head of the VFX department, Ben Morris, says, yeah, we definitely scan everyone's faces because guess what? We need models of them for like when, I don't know, we want Leia floating through space. It's easier to do that with a CGI character than it is to do with
her. This looks so bizarre.
But the question becomes, are they angling toward keeping these archived? He said, no, we're not archiving these for later. We have no plans to bring these characters back. But clearly, they're going to archive these models in case they need Princess Leia again.
Sex dolls for the future.
Oh, man, that's hot. But yeah, I just, man, it terrifies me. And the paranoid part of my brain is like, don't.
Why does it terrify you?
It's like insurance almost. Like,
yeah,
just
but
being
the actor's dead. Just let him fucking die.
But she wasn't dead. She wasn't dead when this was made.
But she's dead now.
Sure. But like she wasn't dead then.
But you know they're going to.
Grand
Moff Tarkin's been dead for a
long time.
20 years.
Yeah.
They stripped his model straight out of fucking Clone Wars, apparently. Mm-hmm. Just straight out of Clone Wars.
He looked significantly better than that.
He looked a lot better than Clone Wars.
It was pretty good. They just went way too hard on it.
I thought he looked way better than her, though.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a still. Fun fact, this is actually from the old movies.
It's from the old movies? No, it's not. And it's fascinating because you actually, like, the more you look at this, the more it does look like. I didn't realize that they cast an actress to be underneath and like deliver the lines. Right. It just didn't occur to me. Of course they did, but like I just thought the whole thing was CG.
How much did she get? How much do you do? How much did
get
she
it
get
out.
Paid?
Get it out. You gonna get it done?
How much did
you gonna get it done?
How much do you think she got paid?
Fuck it, I'll get it done. Probably scale, I would imagine.
But what is scale?
500 or 1,000 a day, maybe. To do the. I mean, she probably didn't get paid that much.
Okay.
I don't know how big of a name actress she is, but I just, you know, it hadn't occurred to me that they did. They needed an actual actor.
It was
to
Willem
stand
Dafoe.
In.
Did you know that?
It actually was Sir Willem Dafoe.
He's not knighted.
No, he's not knighted. But he should be. His work in the Florida Project alone should get him knighted. That's for sure. He was also the original Green Goblin. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is this breaking news, Kevin?
Yeah.
Bring this up.
Mr. Yasmin sent it over.
This comes from IGN.com. I think it's again. Is that how you're supposed to say that website?
You got
to
say IGN because you got to give them proper credit for because...
I built that company single-handedly with my left hand.
You could tell that when Jason Schreier was on Games Daily, he's getting kind of annoyed by a lot of people reporting his news and not giving him enough credit.
Yeah, but IGN gets that we're doing it as a joke. No one at IGN is like, why won't he fucking say the name right?
Do you know who David Griffin is?
No, but he's probably a contributor who doesn't even work at IGN.
Give him credit.
He's probably a guy they pay to just write the story up and contribute. And like
David Griffin, thank you for this story.
I always say that guy's name right.
Andy, I thank people properly.
Oh my God, I'm Andy. One day when Nick fires me after the show, I'll go work at IGN or Funhouse. Blue. Not Funhouse, are you kidding me?
Fuck yeah.
IGN, come on.
Yeah, onward upward.
Because if I went to Funhouse, I guess I'll hang out with you guys.
Listen, everyone knows what IGN is. The logo's right there. I worked at the company for 17 goddamn years, sure. Andy. Mm-hmm. I gave them blood. You see that red logo? That logo used to be white.
17 years?
9 years I worked there. All right, this story comes from IGN.com.
Red logo.
What? Well, the redness of the logo behind the logo, that's my blood. That's my blood.
Oh.
IGN's logo used to be green before I got there. Like, everyone was green. And then we fucking forged in the heart of a dying star is what that company
Nick,
is.
Nick, I've seen the Donkey
my
Kong
my back it's built on.
Video. Like, I know your contributions.
Which one?
The Donkey Kong. Like, giant car thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my wife's favorite video. She watches it at least once. I catch her watching it, like, once a month. She's like, you're funny. I'm like, I love you. Anyway, this comes from IGN.com via Mr. Yasmin 300. David Griffin writes, on March 18th, Deadpool and Silicon Valley star TJ Miller called 911 while riding on an Amtrak train from Washington, D.C. to New York City, claiming that a woman had a bomb in her bag. These reports were false. According to TMZ, Miller was apprehended by FBI agents on Monday at LaGuardia Airport for, quote, intentionally conveying to law enforcement false information about an explosive device in a train traveling to Connecticut. That is a... very oddly specific charge, but I'm glad they're honing in on that. The comedian was coming back to the U.S. after doing some shows in Canada. From an FBI document, it was reported that Miller was intoxicated, consuming 2 glasses of wine and 2 double scotches and sodas. Lightweight. The woman he was accusing said Miller was loud and belligerent and even made a comment about her hair. When Miller first reported the incident, he called in the wrong train number, which caused another train to be stopped in Connecticut. The documents go on to say that Miller's trouble caused 926 man hours worth of delays.
Jeez.
Suffice it to say, the FBI was not happy. Currently, Miller has been released from prison on a $100,000 bond. And he's probably not going to go to prison for that, but going to get fined for that.
Amen.
All right, quick question.
Boys will be boys.
Do you guys think that they were like, all right, well, it was an hour delay. And how many people we have on the train? 926? Great. It's a 926-hour delay.
I think they
go. They calculated that delay?
Yeah. I think the FBI was like, how can we make this the biggest number possible? And they'll be like, well, there's only 100 people on the train. But yeah, but they were on there for an extra 2 hours.
That lady has two puppies.
And also, the guy that cleans the train couldn't get to work. He had to be. So let's just add all these up.
Dogs, she had two puppies. We have to add those up too.
Yeah.
In dog years, it's more, you know?
Here's my thing about TJ Miller, incredibly talented. Incredibly funny. Loved him on Silicon Valley. But you're starting to see a pattern being developed here. Why maybe the Mike Judd and the creators of Silicon Valley were like, maybe it's time for him to get away from this production before he does more shit like this. Because it sounds like he's self-destructing right now. And it sounds like these are like, he's got some issues that he needs to deal with.
Wingfan191 says, this is what he had last. This is what he had last time. Miller described learning an undiagnosed cerebral arteriovenous malformation on his right frontal lobe on the Pete Holmes podcast, You Made It Weird, on October 28th, 2011. He stated that he became more philosophical narrated his behaviors and was unable to sleep during was unable to sleep while filming Yogi Bear in New Zealand in 2010. His brain surgery was successful, though there was a 10% risk of fatality. Some people are he had part of his brain removed, so some people are wondering if that.
It's possible. It's possible that fucked him up. Hmm. I'll tell you, I'm reading Sam Kinison's book. Are you familiar with comedian Sam Kinison?
Very vaguely.
It's one of those things that it was actually hard to get a copy of his biography because it's no longer in print, and I couldn't find it digitally available anywhere. So I had to order a used copy of it, which is very weird, and I think it's actually giving me an allergy, but it doesn't matter. It's a really good book. Because I keep touching it, and I'm like, why am I itching? Because I think it's dirty, like books are dirty.
Oh, sure.
I feel like it's psychosomatic. A lot of things with you, I think, are psychosomatic.
I would agree.
Psychosomatic, but, insane.
90% of the time,
depression.
You're 100% right. But it's interesting because the part of the story that his brother wrote it, and his brother was like, he was totally normal as a kid until he got hit by a car. Mm. He got actually hit in the head by a truck.
Gary Busey stuff right there.
Dude, and he said after that, he became way more angry, way more inclined to like fucking snap at people, and just his total demeanor, it just changed completely. He went from being a quiet kid to being this incredibly impulsive, crazy, like not capable of keeping his like feelings in check person, which then of course led to one of the greatest comics of the 80s, and then his unfortunate death. Well, that didn't lead to his death. The ambulances you're hearing right now are not behind you if you're listening to this in a car, and they're not coming for you if you've just committed a crime. Those are outside. For whatever reason, this is where all the ambulances travel. It's been a lot of activity over the last 5 days.
If you are getting pulled over, and like there are ambulances or sirens going on behind you, our apologies.
Keep driving, get away from them. Here's what we'll do for you right now. If you're getting pulled over right now, if you just happen to get pulled over while you're listening to this, I want you to turn the volume up right now as the cop walks towards you and let him listen to the words that come out of my mouth next. He's got a gun!
No, don't.
No?
No, I thought
you were gonna go bees with Tommy Boy.
Oh, that would have been way less.
That would have been a great one, yeah.
That would have been way less.
If you are harmful. If you do see ambulances though, race them.
No, don't race them. Also, don't follow behind them. That will get you a very big ticket. As I've seen.
You ever I'm going to put it on the Twitter poll. Do you ever confuse Nick Nolte with Gary Busey?
No, never.
Never, not even once.
No, but because I'm such a big fan of Nolte's work in 48 Hours and Another 48 Hours that I would not dare to do that. Also, Gary Busey has been off the reservation for 84 years. He is fucking gone, and God bless him for it. All right, we can skip the Quiet Place story, Kev.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
All right, we'll read it. You guys have outvoted me on this one. This comes from Bloody Disgusting. A Quiet Place writer says Cloverfield connection was briefly considered early on. This is written by John Squires. When the trailers first hit, many began speculating that director John Krasinski's A Quiet Place was secretly the next installment in the disparate, nice use of that word, Cloverfield universe. Mind you, J.J. Abrams and his company Bad Robot were not at all attached to the film, but that didn't stop fans from wondering aloud if there were perhaps a top secret connection. In the world where anything can be Cloverfield movie, it wasn't actually that big of a stretch. We now know it's absolutely it's not part of the universe, but writers Scott Beck and Brian Woods have revealed in /to/film that it was something that they had considered. Quote, it's one of those things, I guess, across our mind. We had spoken to our representatives about that possibility, Beck explained. It was weird timing though, because when we were writing the script, 10 Cloverfield Lane was at Paramount. We were actually talking to an executive there about this film, and it felt from the pitch form that it might be a crossover, but when we finally took the final script to Paramount, they saw it as a totally different movie. What was really incredible about the process was we feel very grateful for the studio embraced this weird movie with no dialogue, with open arms. They never thought about branding it as a Cloverfield film, and I think in part because conceptually it was able to stand on its own.
I did read an interesting article with Emily Blunt and John Krasinski about, like, had they accepted the roles in the MCU, that they would have never gone on to make this movie, which is interesting.
Probably more money, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you never know, because this
Emily Blunt supposed
to
be.
Did you hear what role?
No,
what were they supposed to be?
Oh, Cap for John Krasinski.
Yeah.
But, did he turn it down, or was he just in the running for it?
I think he was in the run. I don't know. There was a headline I read that it was like he put on the thing, and he was like, I'm not Captain America.
He may not have even ever
started
gotten
crying, walked off
yeah.
the suit.
kept the suit. Uppercutted Stan
Lee.
Sold
the suit.
Yeah.
Got sued by Disney. Now owes Disney all the rights to A Quiet Place. You guys can quote me on that. What was Emily Blunt supposed to be?
I'm assuming Scarlet Witch. No. A Black Widow. I did the fucking Greg Miller thing.
God, dude, get your head on straight.
I'm assuming Black Widow.
Maybe.
Right?
Who knows?
Nobody. I love Emily Blunt. I think she's awesome.
We'll ever know.
Watching Doctor Strange reminded me a lot of Live, Die, Repeat.
That movie,
Edge of Tomorrow.
That movie is great.
I love that movie.
And people slept on it, and unfortunately, I think, are they doing a sequel to it?
Yeah,
I feel like they're developing a sequel. Dude, go watch that movie. It's such a cool piece of sci-fi, man. It's so fun, so well done. And I'll tell
you one thing right now. It's one of my favorite sci-fi movies.
People hate on Tom Cruise. Stop it. He's all we've got left.
Well, he's really like out there though. Like,
can you give him the one?
But he's talented. He's so talented.
Can you give Nick the one?
He's talented. Stop hating on Tom Cruise. He makes great. Did you see American Made? It's a really good movie.
Fun movie.
You see the teaser for Mission Impossible 5? The man rolled his ankle jumping off a building to do that and still learn how to fly a helicopter.
Meet Joe Black, man.
No, that's Brad Pitt. You're a monster. And Sir Anthony Hopkins. Actually, Sir Anthony Hopkins. He actually was knighted by that point, if I'm not mistaken.
Hopkins.
I'm Michael Caine. I like how you went straight into Michael Caine, but you said Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
It threw me for a loop.
Threw you up?
No, no, no. Your Anthony Hopkins is, but you're not king.
But you're not
king,
king yet. So good. That's a good movie.
You forgot the yet.
Nah, it wasn't a very good movie.
That movie was not good. Let's bring this next news story up, Kev. We can't watch these because Tim said, well, you're going to get claimed on the media. So I just wanted to scroll through these. There are some new character trailers up for the kids in Cobra Kai. And what I like about this is if you watch these trailers, which we won't right now because Tim said I can't watch them, you actually get a lot of development. There's a little bit more nuance to these characters than there was back in the day. If you remember, Karate Kid, Johnny Lawrence, Daniel LaRusso. Daniel LaRusso, clearly just a really good guy. Lawrence, just a giant piece of evil shit. Mm-hmm. Here we're seeing a little bit more like, hey, they're trying to flesh these characters out a little bit. I could not be more excited for this series. Couldn't be more excited for this series.
I don't care.
Very excited about this series. This, of course, Sam, the person we're looking at right there, is Daniel LaRusso's daughter. And then if you scroll down, we've got Johnny Lawrence's son. And then I don't know who this third character is. I don't know who that kid is.
Miguel?
But he looks a little bit like Benjamin Bratt, and I appreciate that. I respect the shit out of him for that.
Benjamin Bratt's, is that his real name?
Benjamin Bratt?
Clearly he's a Gutierrez or something.
So unbelievably racist.
Why do they always give him the fucking role of playing the brown dude when his last name is Brett? Is his mom Mexican, probably?
He's had plenty of leading roles where he's just the hot guy.
But he's always like the hot Mexican dude.
Fuck yeah, he's the hot Mexican. Have you fucking seen him? He's a hot Mexican dude. Have you seen him with his shirt off?
What's his real name? Look up his real name.
Benjamin Bratt is his real name.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure about anything anymore.
Okay.
That's how I live my life, not being sure of anything. And it's gotten me pretty far. Kev, you want to look up Benjamin Bratt's real name?
I'm on it.
Look at you now.
All right. Oh, he's on
it. Looks like Benjamin Miguel Santiago.
You think he's a Santiago?
No, that's his real name.
It doesn't look like anything but Benjamin Bratt.
Yeah, man, why the fuck are you just assuming
what are his parents' names,
bro?
Parents? No parents? No,
type in Benjamin Bratt parents, and then, or just type in Benjamin Bratt nude, and see what comes up.
It is really life right here.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, Bratt was born in San Francisco, California, the third of five children to LD, a nurse, an activist, and Peter Bratt Sr., a sheet metal worker. His mother was born in Lima, Peru. Oh, he's Peruvian, yeah. Kevin.
No, it's a big thing of pride for my, like...
The really?
Yeah.
God, that's awesome.
I will say this, man. Every time I see Benjamin Bratt, I'm like, that is what I could have looked like if God didn't put all the good parts in him and give me the shit parts.
You bring up that photo?
Come on, that photo.
You know, he kind of looks like an Eddie Vedder right there.
Eddie Vedder?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Crack, are you doing that? Benjamin Bratt looks like Eddie Vedder. Bring up a picture of Eddie Vedder.
He looks like a new version of Eddie Vedder. Like the new, not new version, Eddie Vedder 4.0.
That guy looks like the guy my wife would rather be fucking.
He looks like Eddie Vedder, like with short hair.
He's not wrong. Look at that.
Let me see. No.
No, scroll down. Like there's gotta be pictures of Eddie Vedder with shorter hair.
Maybe right there, at the top, right there. Give me that one. Huh? Yeah, that one. Let's go back and forth. They both have goatees. You're out of your gourd.
No, it's similar.
All right, they are similar, actually. I'll concede that Eddie Vedder might be the non-Peruvian version of Benjamin
Yeah, like
Bratt.
He would be the stunt double.
That would be sad if that's what, his, that's what his life came to, where he's like, Pearl Jam not doing so well for me. I really got to just
I'll
go.
I'll be Benjamin Brandt's stunt double. Like, but Eddie, you've never done stunt work.
Also, Eddie, this is a rom-com. We don't need a stunt double for this. I'll be a stunt cock. I'll be his cock. I will just be his cock.
There's no
Eddie,
nudity.
This is a PG rom-com. There's no nudity in this. I will just stay in his trailer and rub his shoulders like Kevin promised he would rub.
And then
shoulders
he busts in lines when they're like when Benjamin Brandt's about to like deliver a really romantic line and like you just hear can't find a better man.
Can't find a better man.
Eddie, you don't have lines, Eddie. You're not supposed
Eddie, this is not set in the early 90s. Stop playing Pearl Jam music. You know they still tour Pearl Jam.
Of course they do, yeah.
And like 10, 15
they're
people
still
go
huge.
Every time.
No, they're huge.
No, I know they are big.
They're really big.
But you can, it's like they play big venues, but you can always get tickets. Is that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, cool. Sure. That's great. I would love to see Pearl Jam in concert one of these. After all the shit I just talked, huge Pearl Jam fan.
On 4/12.
I'm
in 2 days,
I'm gonna be busy that day.
There was a sort of teased image from the Rush Twitter account about a possible. Like it just said 4/12.
You better get it while it lasts, man, because Neil Peart's falling apart.
The last tour is apparently the last tour.
You got it. We got to go see.
But
it,
the
man.
Thing, the problem with the last tour that they did that I went to go watch.
Yeah.
Was, it was like. This is probably our last tour. We're not really saying it is, but it kind of is. At the very end, they showed a montage of them like. As if they filmed like a little short. Mm-hmm. So the concert ended, they walk backstage, then they play this short to make it look like they just walked off stage. And they're kind of just packing up their stuff or whatever. And they just like all kind of walk down a hallway away from the camera. And like, I was crying. And it was like.
Did, at one point, but were you expecting Geddy Lee to stop and be like, we're not done yet.
Rush will return.
But I hope they do one final concert. We're getting tickets for that.
Yes.
Because I will tell you, my biggest regret in life up until this point was that at one point Rage Against the Machine got back together and did a show in the parking lot of Giant Stadium.
Quiznos.
Like they did one of those big outdoor shows, and my friend Dave went, and I was like, oh, I should go, and I just didn't even try.
Dave
to get
Navarro?
Tickets. No, yeah, Dave Navarro and I hanging out, friends.
Was it Tool?
What?
Dave Tool.
It was Rage Against the Machine. No, my friend. No, you guys don't know. He went, and I was like, you can be. I'll introduce you guys later. He went, and I was like, oh, they're probably not as good as they used to be. So I'm kind of glad. Like, I was trying to rationalize it in my brain why I didn't see this band. And he goes, no, they were fucking awesome.
You fucked up.
He was
in
like,
a
they
big
were
way.
Awesome. And I was like, God damn it. God damn it. All right, Kev, let's bring up this last news story. I do want to talk about this briefly before we get into the rest of the rigmarole. This comes from IGN.com. Alex Gilyadov.
There, are you happy? Oh, I read his name. That gives him power. It's like Voldemort.
Speaking of Voldemort, writes, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child has broken a major Broadway box office record, and it doesn't officially open until April 22nd. Entertainment Weekly reports the show became the top grossing play in Broadway history. It has the highest single week gross for a non-musical in its third week of previews and has made $2.1 million for the week ending April 8th. The previous record holder was the LBJ drama All the Way starring Bryan Cranston, which made over $1.6 million in June 2014. The Cursed Child is the follow-up to Rowling's seven novel series, picking up 19 years after the conclusion of The Deathly Hallows. The play has enjoyed plenty of critical and commercial success since making its debut in London's West End in 2016. It earned 11 nominations for Oliver Awards and won 9, more than any other play or musical in West End. And it's probably gonna get nominated for a bunch of Tonys here in the States. I'm adding that. Also, I will add an important note that Alex seems to have left off here, and maybe we should call
Goldfarb
again. Is that I saw the play in at London's West End in 2017. No, 2016, I think. Yeah. No, maybe it was 2017.
West End girls.
No, 2016. I saw it in 2016. I saw it the first year it was out with the original cast. I just think, I don't know why that tidbit's not mentioned here.
Right.
But I just want people to know, as far as ballers go, I'm baller AF.
What are they hiding?
Alex Gilyadov, what are you hiding by not telling people that I went and saw the play and I really liked it? And I almost fell asleep because I was so jet lagged, and it's like 8 hours long. Oh man, I don't want to read this. This is just gonna fuck with
this
people.
This is The Onion.
Yeah, it's just a hilarious article that actually, in perfect Onion ways, points out a lot of shit in the trailer that you're like, oh god, don't point that out. I don't want to know. I don't want to see that perspective.
It's a great headline.
It is a great headline, but we're not gonna read this.
I think it's gonna be good.
I think I'm excited for it.
It's Ron Howard, man.
It's not only Ron Howard, it's Phil Lord and Chris Miller. So there's three directors. And three directors on a project always better than one. Always better than one. All right. Let's go into some tips real quick before we go to PS I Love This Best Friend XOX.
Here's what I'm hoping for with Solo real quick.
Yeah.
Remember when Thor was coming out and we were like, man, they're doing like a bunch of improv scenes? What are they, fucking lunatics? This movie's going to be terrible. Ragnarok?
Mm-hmm.
They're resorting to improv? This is going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
You loved it.
Funny guys.
Probably my favorite MCU.
Funny guys.
I'm holding on hope for Solo. Okay. I think it's going to be great.
You're holding out for a hero. Alex Koniak says, was wondering, gave us a nice tip, and said, was wondering if you could wish my 57-year-old mom, Kelly Kanicki, watching along a happy birthday and tell her what I got her. A photo op with Jason Momoa Friday at WizardCon. Her absolute kryptonite. Let me tell you, happy birthday, Kelly Kanicki. Awesome last name.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Largely because a hickey from Kanicki is like a Hallmark card, if you know what I'm talking about. Happy birthday, and enjoy Jason Momoa's amazing abs. When we get to rank those abs, whenever we go from in review from the MCU to the DCU, which I'm sure you're following this whole thing. We're doing MCU right now. We're going to do DCEU probably at some point later in the future. I will be ranking Jason Momoa's abs very highly in the scene that he's in Justice League. Just letting you know that. But happy birthday. And as a point of safety, don't go below the belly button when you touch him. They don't like that. He doesn't like it. I've been told by his PR team and the authorities.
Came up with a theme song for Wiggin' Out.
Give it to me. Is it in or is it out? Wig it out.
No, it's...
Okay.
Is it a wig? I think so. We're wigging out with Scarpino.
I fucking love it. You are unbelievably underutilized as a talent in this organization.
I know, it's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Unbelievably underutilized.
It's a funny gif. I like that.
Which one is this one?
No, we'll do it afterwards.
Okay. Ignacio Rojas says, guys, I can't believe this. He finally said it. Kevin finally said he enjoyed Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We finally got one. Nick, now it's your turn. Be one of us. Also, please tell Joey to watch Your Name.
I don't remember saying shit.
The answer's no. And you're a bold-faced liar, Ignacio Rojas, and everybody knows it. And one day we'll expose you for the cheating thief you are.
Jesus.
But also, please stay on Joey, because I do want to watch Your Name, and she's fucking holding
I called Kevin a bitch when he admitted to me that he likes it. Because it was just such
What are you guys talking about?
Because for as long...
I haven't seen any of it yet.
When did he say this? He never said this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
As we've shown it, he's like, you know what, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I really like it. I was like, you're such
Andy,
a bitch.
Andy, stop fucking putting words in my mouth.
I can't tell who's lying to me right now. So I'll choose to believe Kevin. I choose to believe Kevin on this one. Panzer G2 says, wanted to say you guys are doing great. Here's a fun clip for the Great Wall. Gasm de los Spasms, who is the winner of today's fun name, by the way. Paying my belated birthday tax. Yo, is this deductible? And Top Tier, it's not. Top Tier Taco says, please watch this GIF and tell me about how The Last Jedi is a good movie. This is in the movie. And okay, he gave us that. All right, what is this Tucker Carlson?
Happy belated Gasm de los Spasms.
I don't know what it is, but I like the what came on the screen, so I'm going to just show him.
Fuck it, let's raise it up. Do we need Vol for this?
You know the official story about pandas. They're cute and adorably helpless, which is why they're almost extinct. But like a lot of what we hear, that's a lie. According to today's Wall Street Journal, quote, the real panda is a secret stud with a taste for flesh and a fearsome bite. Pandas, it turns out, could easily kill you if they felt like it. Thank God they don't. They're not against sex, either. They just hate unsexy zoos. But when they're in the wild, male pandas engage in a fierce sexual contest. The winner has sex 40 times in a single afternoon.
Hot. Yeah, they're bears.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson.
100% bears.
How do you fuck? It's called a panda bear. They're giant fucking animals with claws and teeth. They might look cuddly. But let me put it this way. If I was hugging a panda and it just started eating my face, I would not enjoy it, but I wouldn't be shocked by it.
Yeah.
Because it's a wild fucking animal. I love Kung Fu Panda. Jack Black, doing great work. I don't think that's an accurate representation of what a panda is actually capable of in the wild.
I've seen them.
Turns out, they'd be fucking a lot more.
They'd be fucking a lot more.
That's the most useful
thing. You know, we call Kevin a panda bear sometimes. Kevin comes off some of those fuck fests that he has, and we just call him the panda.
That seems like an intense.
What is this? What's happening here?
I don't know. Seems to find some.
The blade in his left hand, they CGI out. He has two blades, and they're like.
Oh, he would have cut her stomach in half.
And they just CGI it out, and you forget that it's even there.
All right.
That's the least of this movie's problems, in my humble opinion. But that we'll save for another day. It is 12 o'clock. Let's go into PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. Today, Carly has gone to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, filled out the form, and is shouting out Drew DeBessonne. Am I saying that right? DeBessonne.
Yeah, I've always seen Drew's name, and I never knew how to pronounce it.
Well, Drew, congratulations. Carly says, I wanted to take a moment to shout out Drew for being a true best friend. No matter how he's feeling or what is going on in his life, he is always the first person to reach out to me, to reach out to a best friend in need. When I was going through my breakup, he was there checking in on me every day, keeping my spirits up and reminding me that things would work out. And then, when I was better, he went out of his way to introduce me to his coolest group of friends I have ever met. I have seen him in on the Facebook page and Twitter doing the same thing for countless others, taking the be good to each other message to heart. I have to say, I am so eternally grateful to have him as best friend and would love it if the community could send some sweet, nasty love his way. Find him on Twitter at EndorphinsSC or on Twitch at Endorphins. 1445. Give some sweet nasty love to @EndorphinsSC on Twitter. Tell them it comes from Carly in the morning show.
Good job, Drew. Way to be a good person.
It is giveaway time. Andy, there are four ways to win. One, be in the Twitch chat. It's a live show. If you're watching live, you get entered to win. No big deal. Two, subscribe to us. Subscribe to me! If you are an Amazon Prime holder, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Here's your daily reminder. Please give that to someone. You don't have to give it to us, but it goes to waste if you don't. Mine's coming up, and I'll have to pick a new person, so start rallying those things in your old noggin. Three and four, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Fill out, support us at the $2 above level, and those are other ways to get entered to win. Today's winner comes from the Twitch chat. Congratulations, you have won a walk in the dark on Xbox One. Mike Tate 86 is the winner today. You've been chosen, you are the chosen one, and we love you for it. Let's quickly, no, not quickly, briskly go into the
are we reading bits? DJ Kento asks.
Oh, mother bitch. You stupid bits. We are now.
We are now.
DJ Kento Live has given us 500 cheers and says, yo, Nick, have you seen the game Radical Heights yet? It's a battle royale game that feels like it was designed by you. It's so 80s, heavily inspired by The Running Man and Top Gun and other 80s action movies. I did. I saw the trailer for that yesterday, and I respect that they got the quad rocket launcher from Commando and that bad boy.
Oh, is that where that's from?
Respect.
Huh.
Fucking respect. Like, that's the best weapon Arnold Schwarzenegger's ever used. You're like, four? Four rockets? Hell yeah, four rockets.
Interesting game mechanic. With the money, buying stuff.
Yeah,
kind of reminds you. It reminds you of the Culling.
Yeah.
In the Culling game, when you'd kill people, you could like buy weapons from a little shack. Interesting. I don't know.
Hey boys, have you seen the trailer for the new Shark movie starring Jason Statham? Says Projectile. It's called The Meg. It looks so bad, but so good. Here's the trailer.
Have you seen it?
I have.
It looks. A lot of people are requesting.
I have not seen it, but I saw the like I should have clicked on it, but I didn't click on it.
A lot of people were requesting for the Doppler Gang to have. A Meg podcast. And I'm thinking it should be called It Megs the Question.
We should probably do Geostorm and then Hurricane Heist and then the Meg.
Sure, yeah. Whenever we get around to them, yeah.
All right, there it is. Let's go into the chat right now. Cue up your questions, comments, concerns, or just reach through the screen and touch Andy's hair. He's fine with it. God damn it, I thought it'd be me today since I called out of work. Arg. Says Mino 00311. I'm sorry. It wasn't you. Panzer G2 says, damn, always tomorrow. Yes, it's Dre says, Nick, who do you like better, Tom Cruise or Andy Serkis? Of course, Tom Cruise. Don't be silly. Don't be stupid.
I'm going to look at the poll results.
Mr. Ponton 1 says, hey, Andy, can I get a shout out for watching live during my class?
Mr. Who?
Mr. Ponton 1.
Put the volume real loud.
He's got a gun. No, that's a bad joke.
No,
that's bad.
Terrible joke.
I apologize.
You're a great teacher.
No, we're just screaming.
I'm just screaming.
Put the volume real loud in your class. Take out your earbuds, put the volume real loud right now, and be like, he's touching himself.
Here, put the volume real loud. Hey, yo, teach. Keep up the great work, teach.
Hey, yo, man, you make economics fun. Nick, can I get a Prince shout out? It says Ant-Man 0208.
Do you ever confuse Nick Nolte for Gary Busey? A lot of no's. 62%.
Yeah, no, people aren't fucking stupid.
I saw a lot of people in chat saying yes all the time.
Crazy Peanut says, Nick, with the whole Leave Tom Cruise Alone theme, who do you and Andy and anyone think is the most talented actor of our generation? Well, Tom Cruise, it's arguable that he is in my generation of actors since I grew up watching his films. I think he's probably one of the most, if not the most, prolific actor of our time. So I would say Tom Cruise. There you go.
I would go, just because he's one of my favorites, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo. My God.
One of my favorites, man.
Have you seen the girl?
I love The Aviator.
Have you seen his new girlfriend?
No.
20 years old.
Of course.
And it's like...
She can't even drink, Leo.
Dude. She's just... he just always...
You know what she can drink, though? Orange juice.
Yeah, I was going to say, please don't say dick. He really has a type, man, and he just goes for that type, and he just knows what he likes, you know? Good for him.
Fuck it in a bucket.
DiGiorno tied it up, says Holy Noel. Well, it's good to know. DiGiorno, congratulations. Thanks for being in the chat about an hour ago. Let's go into sub-only mode now, because you guys are... Let's see. Nav from the North says, hey, Nick, are you still doing BJJ? I am. Probably gonna go to class tonight. I got a no-gi class tonight, and it's painful.
Andy, Nick. Oscar Isaac is really Oscar Isaac Hernandez Estrada. That's awesome. Makes him even hotter than he already is.
Oh, sexy motherfucker. Yeah. The Stoner Sensei says, Nick, what do they call a quarter pounder in France? I believe they call it Royale with cheese. Hey, Nick, if you were to remake Face Off today, who would you cast? Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
A sequel?
Face.
That would be cool, dude.
You know what I saw the other night at the gym? I'm gonna blow your mind right now. I was watching, while I was warming up, Ghost Rider 2. Remember how they made a fucking sequel to Ghost Rider?
I never saw it.
Never forget. Never forget.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you even get to work out? Weren't you just captivated by the two?
I was captivated by how old and how much plastic surgery Nicolas Cage had on his face, but other than that...
All CG.
Man, apparently they did. It just his lips were moving, and it was the same. It was the same actress that did Princess Leia. That's the craziest part. Nick, thoughts on Kellicor?
Willem Dafoe.
Is dope, yeah. Sir Willem Dafoe. Shepherd's Pie 69 says, Nick, thoughts on Kellicor? It's the bomb.
Andy and Nick, who do you guys main in Siege? Who's your main Cheeto Fingers? Who's your main?
Who's my in Siege?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Fucking Buck.
It's always Buck for Nick. A Rainbow Six party mode is going up this Wednesday, not the one where I was brutally stabbed in the back.
Well, you're
This work. Wednesday, if you are a $1 supporter on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, you get me, Nick, and Greg playing Siege, Rainbow Six Siege Outbreak mode, where it's like the defend against the monster zombies. It's a good one. I'm having a lot of fun editing it. It's already done.
Mr. Assman 300 says, Nick, the image the hackers used is from the Netflix show Money Heist. I saw it, and it's good. That was the one. Thank you. That was the one I was thinking of.
Also, I keep getting told by Elise Williams to watch Dark.
It's supposed to be good. I don't know. Fetty Waffle says, how did you guys like the hit Keanu Reeves movie Constantine? Underrated, in my opinion. I loved Constantine.
I liked it.
I am disappointed that that didn't become a thing. The style of that movie is dope. The tone of it's dope. I love the ending. I love Keanu Reeves.
Reminds me of End of Days.
Yeah, but if End of Days were actually not an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie and they cast someone who can quasi-act.
Sure. Did you guys watch Wild Wild Country? I did. I finished it like
what'd you think?
2 weekends ago. That was fascinating.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, is Kevin over there? He is not. As soon as Kevin comes back, we will round this show up. Gary and Jared are going to be back for Kinda Funny Games Daily, so stay tuned for those people. Kevin!
Also, Andy, where are you in Far Cry?
Right now?
Sprints?
Yeah, wind sprints outside. That's what I was thinking. It's his workout time. We're encroaching on his time.
We're interfering.
12:10. Lord knows why would he be back to end the show so that the next show could come on.
Yeah.
It must be very important. I always give Kevin shit, and he's like, well, I was fixing the internet.
Do you need to do something?
I mean, it'd be great if we could end the show at some point. But do you know how to do that?
I do. I need
you. Great. Well, she's gone now, too. Joey's now gone. We're on our own. We just have to keep going with this party.
Okay. We can keep talking. I'm good with that. Andy, can you caress Nick's beard for one time? I can't. It's just... It's made out of...
Velour.
Yeah.
My beard is velour. What do you think, Joe? What's the over-under on us not having to do the show for the next 15 minutes?
There you go.
Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen, love you very much. Andy will be back. Joey, cut the feed.